Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey, it's James.
Hey, James.
Hey, so the number to call in is Jim Penn. Okay, it's 347 area code.
347.
637.
637.
3502.
3502. Okay, you want me to call that right now?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll talk to you in a minute, brother.
Okay, take care. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Doug? Right on.
Yep, I'm
okay.
Here.
Let's do this. I'm just stepping outside and talk to the air. The spider web. Oh, shit. Anyway, all right, here we go. Welcome to Wake Up Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me is Doug Michael, and we're going to talk about a couple of things. So, Doug, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. Celebrating my birthday a bit early with my friends here at the Utica Vapor Store, the coolest place in the city. But and talking to you, man. Thanks for having me yet again. I really appreciate it, man.
Right on, right on. Last night I made a little video while my roommates were sleeping. I said it in a cool, calm, and collected way and not too loud, but emphasized some stuff like those fucking evil assholes and, you know, that kind of thing. It came across really well, and I thought it was a good video, so I posted it on all the groups that I have, and there's, like, I don't know, 100 of them. I didn't do all 100, but... And in less than an hour or two, there was 500 views, and by this morning, there was 1,000. So it was a good video. But
yeah.
In it, what I was saying was that... It's obvious. I think it's totally obvious. I think people do know what's going on. And, you know, either you do get it, and I think a lot of people do, and then there's the rest of the people that are spineless jellyfish, selfish assholes that don't care about anybody but themselves. And
that's right. Unfortunately, that seems to be the majority in this culture. I call it a culture of narcissistic meism. It really is like that. I mean, the thing... My message to people like that is, do you think that things are going to happen around you and not to you? Your country is on the verge of just being flushed down the toilet. You perhaps have children that you've brought into the world, and you don't give a shit as long as you got, you know, some cushions for your prison cell, a little salt on your fucking gruel. You don't care. And that's the attitude that's going to ensure the downfall of this country, because we're not united. But I do agree with you, too, that in dribs and drabs, and it seems to be more over just the last couple of years that people really are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong. And maybe they can't really put their finger on it, but that's where people like you and I come along. We've connected the dots over our years of research. We've worked very, very hard to obtain the knowledge that we do. So, you know, we have an important message, and it's great to see that people are jumping on board with it.
Well, one of the other things I said in this is that... I have no time for stupid people.
I'm growing increasingly impatient, too, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Aside from family and friends, they're, you know, you have relationships, personal relationships. So when you come across some asshole who just comments something negative or snarky or rude or whatever, you just give them hell or you get rid of them. And by getting rid of them, I mean banning them if they're on a page or... unfriending them. I don't put up with any of that shit. I have this sort of policy not to let someone into my fold unless they have over 200 connected people in my group. And that's how I grow my group, my
sure.
friends list. I only have 1,500 or something. And to some people, they're like, only? And other
yeah.
people
have.
Have
you noticed that the most vocal people, the ones who will attack you with the most vitriol, are the ones that know the least about anything? You know, like, you know, these politicians that they wheel out before us in these fake, phony debates, how many people know that they're on the purse strings of organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations or the Bilderberg Organization? People don't even know what the hell you're talking about, but yet they're going to be vocal about attacking your hard work. People like that I don't even bother with. And when they troll attack me on my YouTube or my blog, I just let it roll off. It used to bother me. Now it doesn't. To me, it's confirmation that we're on the right track. You're definitely going
yeah.
to get those type of people that are just going to ignorantly bash you. They have no knowledge of the subject matter. It's happened to me quite a bit. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, why don't you direct me to some of your videos? I'd be happy to learn. They never have any of their own work. They live to act as trolls and to attack people that are trying to make a difference. Those people, I don't even pay attention to them anymore.
I was on a show last night with my friend Eric. I don't know if you met him. Maybe you did. No, I don't think you did. He's a firecracker, let's say. He explodes on issues and really he's really passionate about it. And he and I met over the fact that we agree that the 9/11 Truth Movement isn't doing anything. Or if they're doing anything, it's to mislead people. And so we went on the attack, and it was, I think it was successful to some degree.
Well, he's
yeah.
right. The entire
yeah,
Truth Movement's been co-opted. You got to believe that. This ruling class, they will plant, you know, they'll plant their disinformation agents into groups. That's what they do. That's why I've always been fiercely independent, and I'm very cautious with who I'm going to connect with and who I'm going to work with, because the entire movement's been co-opted, and especially 9/11, because as we were talking about the other day, this is the one event that the study of this and the presentation of the truthful information that we're into has the potential to really wake people up. So, of course, they're going to have their agents all over this movement, and it takes a great deal of discernment when you're walking through this minefield. That's why, I will always be independent. I belong to no groups, no organizations. I'll always be an independent kind of researcher. That doesn't mean I can't network with others of like mind, and we should do that, but you got to be real, real careful. It's a minefield of disinformation out there.
Oh, God, yeah. Now, here's the part where, you know, I'm like, it's obvious. Look in the sky. There's chemtrails. How can you not, what kind of nut job, nut bar, idiot stick wouldn't recognize that as being a problem that's persistent and that it lingers and expands and it becomes haze, and there's been more hazy days than blue skies and all of this year. There's a non-GMO, biological
people
or organic crop here.
Yeah, people are
Go
going
ahead.
To act from what they believe they know, not actual knowledge. So you have someone who knows nothing about jet aircraft engines whatsoever say, no, that's just normal exhaust. They operate from a point of what they think they know. And I think that's
right.
the hardest thing for researchers like us to really penetrate, is that wall of I already know everything, you know. Meanwhile, the British and American governments both admitted that they're doing these aerosol operations. Our government calls it climate remediation, and the British government refers to it as geoengineering. So it's been
mm-hmm.
admitted. Then you have two
yeah.
massive researchers in that field. You've got Clifford Carnicom, who has taken ground samples. He's a scientist. And then you've got William Thomas, who's a Canadian, I believe. These two gentlemen have probably done more than anyone in the research of chemtrails. And when you look at Carnicom's information, he's providing scientific data. You could show
mm-hmm.
this to the average thinking person, and they will just stop at it before they even look at it. So there is this kind of grip of ignorance, contempt prior to investigation, and people are expert at that, and that's really difficult to deal with.
I think they're also scared. They're very scared. They're afraid that
absolutely
the conspiracy nut is right. that they've made an error in judgment, and because they don't think, they just judge. And there's this quote by Henry Somethingberg. I posted it last night. I read it online, and it nails waking up to a T.
I know. Henry Bergson, right? About the spiritual immune system. One of my favorite quotes ever. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Very
wicked. I mean, if that gets plastered up on every post and people read it, it might actually affect change. But I think what I want to do is, like, take what we got. I really want to pound out a movie, a short clip, that
is
so rich and so powerful that whoever watches it will be, like, thoroughly stunned or completely in agreement. And there's, like, by obvious, I mean, there's the chemtrails, there's 9/11, there's the false flag.
Yeah,
there's
exactly. To condense it all down to 15 minutes would be a real chore. When I first started to really do these video casts and presentations, I wanted to keep my shows to an hour, and I was like, how am I going to talk for an hour? And then when I got into it, I'm like, how am I going to condense this into an hour? So it has to be ongoing. And lately I've been doing short little 10-minute ones, just a little snippet, and it's hard. It's really hard to do that. We might have to consider doing multiple parts because there's just so much to this that to condense it all, it's difficult to do.
I'm good at organizing, but I'm not good at being organized. Oh, wait, maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. I have lots of tips and tricks for people. I was just helping out a friend last night to switch over from an archaic system to using the computer, just notepad, just a way of organizing your life in a week kind of thing. And but in this sense, I need coordination, I need organization, I need people on side. It's not my side, it's the side, I don't feel like there is any particular ownership of the groove, except in things like 9/11 Truth or AE 9/11. But there's so many of these groups that have cropped up out of, all over the place. I have, like I said, 100. We all need to come together, and we all need to be organized. I think we'd be much more effective. Do you have any ideas on how to do that?
Like I said, James, I've always been fiercely independent. I really don't, but I think it's a good idea to start really contemplating solutions. As I will always advocate, it does begin on an individual level. How do we organize, and then what do we do from there? And then there's always a danger, too, of any kind of group that's trying to affect positive change, that it's going to be infiltrated, because that's the way the enemy works. They infiltrate, they hijack, and they plant their agents all over. A great example would be the whole Occupy Wall Street movement. There were agents all over the place, agent provocateurs, starting violence and, bringing that havoc into, this whole protest group, which was organized. So I wish I had the answer for that, but I do think it's a great idea. And I think, first and foremost, it is really an information war. So if we have an organized group that's full of researchers that could all have different takes on, say, the 9/11 event or whatever, and create, a platform for really putting out information, I think that would be a really good first step.
Okay. It's like I have a good means of delivery, but no means of, gathering or, grouping. All I can do is small groups. And at the same time, though, if the information gets around from group to group, and it gets repeated and echoed, which is good. And I do the same. I gather the information from everybody else on Facebook and repost it in my pages. I started a new page called Wake Up World and another one called NWO Awake Media. I have this friend, Brandon, who's going to be making intellectual sort of deep thought kind of 15-minute clips about starting with the history of religion and working your way up. And, you know, it'll give me a chance to do more different type of work, but I don't want to stray too far from the what's important. And, you know, I asked you the other day, you know, what September 23rd came and went. I mean, there was no nuclear bomb. There's no, you know, nothing happened. Last night was the blood moon. I watched it. Did you? Yeah.
I got to see. It was pretty clear out last night in my area. My girlfriend and I actually watched the moon go dark. It was kind of cool to see that. It's pretty rare, you know. So, yeah, I mean, if anything, I would have thought today would be the day. And the day's young still. Who knows? But, like, again, I don't try to I'm not so knowledgeable in astrology. But what I do know about these ruling classes is that they are heavily steeped within ritual and symbolism. And they use occult knowledge to their advantage. So usually the time of year to watch for is right around the vernal equinox. April 19th and 20th are two big dates for these people. And if you look at historical events and massacres and things like this that have happened, April 19th and 20th figure very prominently. So that whole time of the year, that's the year of sacrifice. That was always the time of sacrifice was towards the vernal equinox. So that time of year is usually, I think, really important to pay attention to, but you know it's difficult to decode their language. They're using occult knowledge that's been hidden from humanity for thousands of years. They use it for nefarious purposes, and they are very very enamored in ritual. It's the hive mind. It's the hierarchical kind of psychotic mindset. They're obsessed with ritual. But I don't get into the business of making predictions, because when you do and you're wrong, then you're all of a sudden you're discredited, and all the hard work we've done will be thrown out the window because we might have been wrong about making one prediction. So I always personally kind of try to avoid that myself.
But, who knows? Well, this time around, I said, well, this is what they're saying. And I was like, I'm not saying it, but this is what they're saying, you know, the people out there. That. And I said, but these are the facts. And, you know, the Pope's coming, there's a blood moon, and there's supposed to be like a comet that was going to hit us. That's all made up shit. And so on and so forth. So, and so I just presented what was saying, sort of like the news, but, not with the, inclusive sort of, deception that the real news media has. I was just, sort of standing by and explaining, but, not making predictions is a good idea. But being prepared, and that's one thing I always talk about, is to be prepared.
Absolutely.
In this exercise, I'll call it that, a lot of people I know got out of town. And, you know, although I think in a way that this could be a measure that the elitists use to wear us down so that, you know,
yes.
Worry us. We do something. We react. Then nothing happens. Then we're like, oh, okay. Well, I won't get caught again the second time. I won't be fooled again. And then the next time they do it. You know.
Yes. Absolutely. So, that's one of their modes. Absolutely right.
That's what happened last year, and with 9/11, there was a. Lots of talk about some kind of dirty bomb or whatever going off in New York and amongst the crowds and all that stuff. And it never happened. And now let's talk Russia.
Yeah, well, it's important to understand right before we get to that topic, James, is that this ruling class, they have to keep you in a constant state of fear. They want the collective mind in a constant state of fear and confusion, because that's the most easily manipulated state of consciousness. Fear is the mind killer. So we're dealing with manufactured chaos, manufactured crises, with the whole Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They're going to create a crisis, wait for the reaction, and then usher in their solution to the problem they've covertly created. And as we've seen, the solution always seems to be the removal of freedom, more restrictions and more legislation that's going to just curtail freedom and this is the way they operate. Or it's a, there's an old Masonic motto called Ordo Ab Chao, which means order out of chaos.
Right.
It's going to be their order from the chaos that they've created.
It's symbiotic.
That's how
it's an equation. Chaos out of order. Like, I don't know. I was thinking of using using the New World Order stuff against them. You know, they're going to show the pyramid. Well, I'll show a fucking pyramid, and I'll say it's us against you. You know, here's our pyramid with the third
right,
eye
and, you
on
know,
the
you're,
top.
I think you're really onto something, because a symbol is not inherently negative. It's what these elites do is they basically hijacked the ancient knowledge. And
mm-hmm.
as far as symbols, we know symbols have a very powerful effect on the subconscious mind. So they'll take a sacred symbol and twist it or distort it to indicate the negative. But there's nothing inherently wrong with symbols or with occult knowledge. Again, occult means hidden. That's all it means. And you're right. Why couldn't we use their own weapons against them? Absolutely. And in symbols is power. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why the elite denigrate these sacred symbols and use them to program the subconscious. That's why they do it, because they know that symbols have a very strong effect on the subconscious mind.
So let's just say we're standing at the bus stop and we're both awake and aware and we're like, yeah, the government's full of shit and the corporations are fucking us up the ass and blah, 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 and the chemtrails are blah, blah, blah. So let's say we're talking about Russia on the first level, the aware, conscious, awake level. My opinion, I have no... Oh, I do have some basis to say this. I've seen pictures of Putin dressed in a Mason's Lodge.
Yes. I know exactly the photograph you're referring to. Yeah.
And he's with George Bush and the Chinese, whatever the fuck you call him, Prime Minister, I doubt it.
Yep.
King. More like it. They're the ruling class there. Putin is just a pawn in this game too. And
that's right.
I feel like everything that's happening is, you know, the Russians aren't going to take care of ISIS. They're going to bomb Syria too, and that place will get decimated. That's what I'm thinking. And what manner by which we will have to know what's really going on over there. And I think this is all a pretext to leading up to World War III, which I've been talking about
yes.
for ages. They're trying to set it up so that America gets nuked or attacked or whatever, and then troops on the ground from Russia and China, which are already stationed in the United States.
That's right.
So,
yeah, it's all a grand chess game. It's just this big fucking theater puppet show. And you're right, these quote leaders, which are really nothing more than figureheads, they all part of the same organization. Not traditional Freemasonry. There's a big distinction between traditional Freemasonry and what's called Illumined Freemasonry or Dark Masonry, whatever you want to call it. And these clowns are all members of the same group. It's just a show. They need to create this image of opposition and separation, but it's false. These guys play for the same team, and even many times I think people, like a prime minister or president, secretary of state, they have no decision-making power. They're order followers too.
Right.
People think they have any decision-making power at all. They're just lower-level henchmen for the real force, the force behind the throne. It's the same thing with the Pope. He is nothing but a figurehead for a much more powerful hidden organization.
Right.
It's the same in politics too. And whether this leads to nuclear war, I hope it doesn't. Then you're looking at just we're dead, we're done. I hope it doesn't lead there. But you got maniacs with their hands on the buttons, you know?
Yeah. One thing about this Pope visit is that it brought to light a litany of information about what a fucking asshole he is and the whole papacy and the Catholic Church and, you know, how illegitimate it is when it was formed, that it's connected to Skull and Bones, or Skull and Bones connected to that. by virtue of the date when it was formed, and so on. So, yeah, it's just there's a lot of Pope bashing going on, and I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, too. Yes. Oh, I have a great disdain for the Catholic Church. I think I have a major axe to grind with that organization. And I see, you know, the Pope came to my home state, New York. He just left, you know. And the media has been just all over this. It's just ridiculous. I caught a little bit. I was away on vacation in Lake George over the past couple of days and caught a little bit of the news, which I very rarely watch. But, you know, the TV was in the hotel and relaxing. I caught a little bit of the mainstream media. And they're just fawning all over this guy. They got the cameras on the helicopter. This is the helicopter the Pope will take to fly to Philadelphia. It's like, really? And this guy goes and addresses the most corrupt freaking Congress on the planet. It's, you know, it pains me. People fawn all over this guy. He's some kind of holy representative. And what we just mentioned a minute ago, he's just a representative for a force that operates more in the shadows called the Jesuits. How many people ever even heard of them? That's the real force behind the throne of the Catholic Church. How many people know who Adolfo Nicholas is? Or the person that he replaced in the Jesuit order, his name was Peter Hans Kolbenbach. How many people ever heard these names? So you always got to look to the powers behind the throne. There's another one. You know, how many people ever heard this name? That's
correct.
Are
these former Black Pope? Okay.
Yes, well, Adolfo Nicholas is the current one.
Okay.
The current one is Adolfo Nicholas.
Okay.
That's who the White Pope, Francis, that's who he answers to.
And it's funny, if not odd, or not odd at all. The Pope wears like a skull cap as much as the Jews do.
Yes.
I don't know, there's a correlation there.
Sure.
And, go ahead.
If you want to maintain control over the minds, if you're a very few and you want to control vast swaths of people, you cannot do it physically. You have to do it through dialectics, through control and conditioning of the mind. You have to create your own opposition, which is what ISIS is. We know the American and Israeli governments fund them and train them. They come out of nowhere, but not to change the subject. You have to create the illusion of opposition. Meanwhile, you're behind the thrones of power, pulling all sides. That's how it's done. And people need to really get their minds around to this. So you see the Pope, right? The Pontiff, the holy representative of God on earth. People fawning all over it. And I say, just research the Catholic Church. Look at the history of the Catholic Church. This is undoubtedly the most violent, hypocritic institution that has ever cursed this earth. We have, and even in modern times, we don't even have to look at the history of torture and all that. Just look at modern times, the money laundering, the P2 scandal, which involved the mafia and high-level Freemasonry in Italy a few years back in the 80s, this happened. Look at the child molestation. We have, and this is official statistics, James, 100,000 American children alone raped by priests, 100,000 in this country alone. That is insane. And this is the representative for this institution, and you're going to fall all over him? Give your power away to that? Well, be my guest. But don't get offended when I speak a little truth and say how he backed the Argentina War in 1973, and how he just canonized a mass murdering psychopath. I forget the name of the case. He just canonized a Spanish conquistador who saw, you know, how many Native Americans decimated and burned and raped and tortured. It's just amazing. If this guy had anything to do with God, would he be going to Congress? The most corrupted government in the world. Would he be going appealing to them or hanging out with Obama, that murderer? You know, give me a break. Because, you know, I'm pretty vocal about my disdain for the church, and I post these memes or I try to get people to think. And I had one gentleman who's a really nice guy. I love the guy. He's my brother. You know, post, well, I like this Pope. Well, great. Maybe he is a nice guy. I don't know him personally. Maybe, you know, he's just caught in a game he doesn't understand. I doubt it, but maybe that is the case. What is the force he's speaking for and representing? That's what I would question the people to look at.
I highly doubt that he's unaware.
I do,
I think
too.
He's just
for the benefit of the doubt, you know. So
you,
do
you,
I.
You slap on a white cape and a white skull cap and a big fat golden cross, and you know you're holy all of a sudden.
The amount of wealth the church possesses is ridiculous too.
Is there the wealthiest of all?
They have so much wealth. Uh huh. Yep. Direct ties to the British Royals. I mean, I'm just incredulous sometimes that people still fall for it, willingly give your power away.
It's because it's like they don't have the tools to make the connections. You can present the answer, but it won't click with them because they didn't work their way to find the answer. But you can also give them tools to find the answer or clues. The thing about the Henry Bergson quote was that not everyone, but some people have the interest to seek the answers. And once they start their journey, more and more unravels, and obviously you reach awakening. But, you know, you have to want to seek. Part of this dumbing down kind of thing, I don't necessarily believe it. I think people can be cracked with shocking knowledge, shocking information, or chip away, you know, like keep chipping at it. I feel like, you know, you, me, everybody on this side has been doing that. We've been chipping away. And you were just telling me about how they use tactics to, how did you put it? Basically, subversive tactics.
Yes.
They set up a dummy to focus on, and then give it another angle to the people, and then they use that as leverage for their original plan. And so we could do that too. I mean, we need to start thinking like that. We need to think big, you know, and still within the realm of legal limits, so that we don't, you know, they can't go after us. I've been fairly successful in that endeavor to, you know, just speak, exercise my right to free speech, but not to do any actions that are going to get me arrested.
Right.
And so you can play their game and win it. That's what I'm saying. It's still
sure,
possible.
You have to know your enemies and the tools that they use. And of course,
right.
You could use the tools against them. And you know, you get these people. Some of the people that are leaning towards like the New Age philosophies. And I've gotten a lot of comments from these like lightsiders, I call them, which are ridiculous. And, oh, you know, just ignore the negative. You're focusing your energy on it. Well, that's a crock of bullshit because you can never unveil the negative without shining the light on it. And these people, they want to walk in the light. Well, you have to ask yourself, are you sure about that? Because what's the first thing the light does? It shines upon all the dirt and all the shit. You have to be ready for that. You get, I want to be in the light. You know, oh, I walk in the light and now all the angels sing to me and everything's good. Everything is not good, and it takes a real kind of spiritual strength, in my opinion, to see the negative for what it is. You know, we want to edit out the dark side of life. We want to just focus on the positive. Well, then you're not a balanced being. You're not integrated, because we live in a world of duality. There is dark, there is light. It takes looking at both and to merge them into balance, in my opinion, to transcend this shit. But you get these people just like, oh, you know, you're being too negative. I get that all the time. Negative? How is the truth negative? The truth is what is occurring, or what has occurred. Shining a light on that is in no way negative. It's actually a very positive thing.
Well, and to further that, the people that seek enlightenment, so to speak, if they call themselves walking in the light and whatever, I mean, I've looked at that whole analogy, analogous to the half moon and the sun and the darkness and say you're in a forest in a clearing, and there's a bonfire, and there's people in the darkness, there's people in the light. Anyway, the point is that people in the light, that reach the light, want to revel in it. But like a moth, you know, you can kill yourself.
That's correct. Very good analogy.
So it's like, well, it's just sort of a, they're reveling in it, but, you know, come back to reality, the reality of the real world, and know the Matrix so that you can affect change in it. But I have hope, man. I really do. Every day I get online and more relevant, factual, smart information up there. And the more friends I make, the bigger my list of friends of aware people grows. So, and I'm sure it's similar to you.
It has, yes. It's because like energy attracts like energy. I have felt for the last couple of years that it was kind of a gathering point of energies that relationships that weren't built on solid foundations would fall away, and that people of your same, let's just say, vibration or same wavelength would just be drawn to you. And that's been my experience also, James. Over the last couple of years, just recent pretty much, I've noticed it, though, and it's almost like I call it the gathering time. Let those people fall away. Let them fall away. It might be painful, you know, it might be in personal relationships, but, you know, there's work to do if we are going to be free.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, you know, an afternoon, go down and chop a tree or something. It's going to take, like, a lot of work on everyone's part, whoever's awake. I have no problem. You might have a problem with this, but I have no problem denigrating people that are completely immersed in sports, religion, fashion, and politics, to name a few. There's plenty others. Of their distractions, their people are consumed by them, and also to shit all over people who waste. Can consume and they're like you call fetishists for material.
Sure, I mean, I would go so far as to say that people that are intelligent enough but that yet embrace willing ignorance because they just don't want to go there, they're your real enemy, in my opinion. Because if intelligent man united had to get rid of this Illuminati, we could do it in a day. It's those people, the ones that embrace the willing ignorance, that they're going to get in the way when action's required. That's our real enemy, I think. I just don't bother with them. I don't want anything to do with those type of people. And unfortunately, it's the majority right now.
This is all good food for thought. I mean, I wanted to vent, and I sort of did. But you're great to talk to you.
Thank you, James.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you giving the platform. What you're doing is awesome, and you got to keep doing it, man.
Yeah, right on. We'll do a hangout in a couple of days, get some people on board and do a nice good hangout. And I don't know, enjoy the rest of your vacation and your work
will
and
do.
Whatnot. And we'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon.
Yeah,
All
I'll
right.
be back this week probably around Thursday. So if you want to get together again for a radio or hangout, I'll be available
All right.
by Thursday morning. Thanks for having me,
right
James.
On. All right.
Stay well.
Take care.
You too. Walk in peace, brother.
Bye.